All right, folks, welcome to Alien Radio, your passport to galaxies unknown. I'm your host, Diggity Dave. Today we got a very special episode. We got my buddy Hunter Boswell Roswell, the New Mexican sensation. My brother Kyle Brow running the sound. His girlfriend Caitlin stopping by. We got beers, we got Jameson, we got blunts, we got everything you need. All right, as always, this is brought to you by New Therapy Productions. KTP, baby, you know how it is. Find us at New Therapy with a K, KNEWTHERAPY.bandcamp.com, and check us out. The song you're hearing in the background is the solo guitar that has been dubbed in the studio from a live warehouse of a song called Body Surfing. Anyway, so we got Hunter Boswell here. We're having a Bloomsgiving podcast. Forgive us if we're coughing a lot in the beginning because we got some really dank weed rolled up, but we're doing everything we can. We're having a good time. Eventually on the podcast, we're going to have a lot of live music. We're going to have a lot of people that we have musicians that we play. We're going to do actually a live streaming music-based podcast soon. But right now, we're just going to show you how we hang on in the down times and get some really good friends up here and have that Bloomsgiving podcast. Again, that's newtherapy.bandcamp.com, New Therapy with a K. If you really want to support the foundation, go to Reverb Nation, the page on, like, Google it, and then search for New Therapy with a K. If you just Google New Therapy Reverb Nation, it won't show up. They give me some fucking bullshit about knee therapy, which is probably a big issue. Sorry for those bad knees, but New Therapy with a K. .bandcamp.com. Also, check out the Reverb Nation page if you really want to get us. We're in the top 40, so get us to that top 20 and then play show near you.
And listen to it, and if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. That's where we're at. But the point is, New Therapy Productions is what we do. But this is an Alien Radio podcast where we talk about what's going on, but we also get occasional broadcasts from different, you know, planets and shit. So that's where we're at.
Over there.
We call, I started the thing after the song, so we have to post-edit that in. What's up? Happy Thanksgiving, motherfuckers!
Happy Turkey Day! Gobble, gobble, bitch!
Now fade it down, like, slowly, one more at a time. All right. Happy motherfucking Turkey Day out to y'all. As y'all know, this is the motherfucking Alien Radio Podcast. Today I got my main man. I've known him for about 8 years. His name is Hunter, the Boswell, Roswell, Boswick. As you can see, he's got plenty of the turkey. So we're just, we're doing the Bluntsgiving. This is the Bluntsgiving. This is Alien Radio number 2, Bluntsgiving Podcast, special edition. So, if you're just tuning in, we're going to get that nice blunt roasted and toasted.
Now let my man Kyle over here get it.
Oh, come on, pass it so we'll get this right.
We'll start
with Hunter and then pass. Right, skip me, it'll get the roto, right? Anyway, we're out here. Me and Hunter are drinking on some Johnny Walker Red. There's a couple ice cubes.
What that is?
Johnny Walker Red. We're gonna upgrade as the show goes on. Next round is gonna be Johnny Walker Green, which is pretty good shit. But I like the red. It's a good starting point. It's got the nice oaky. Can you hear the? Is good in the headphones?
Yeah, I got everything.
This is our producer, Mr. Antoine Franz. Antoine, the Anthony Franz. He's also the manager of Risky Banks and Diggity Dave, as far as the New Therapy.
Risky Banks.
Music says, yeah.
Well, Risky Banks is like a... Risky Banks is like
a... He's not necessarily a... he's not necessarily a rapper, because it's personality-driven music is what it
it's
is.
It's more of a persona.
It's a persona. It's almost like a... I don't want to say like a Chris Gaines, you know, because... That's got a negative connotation. My man Garth out there hustling his shit, going punk for a minute, wanting to just see what that's about. Anyway, and so as it is, the Bluntsgiving podcast, we are blunting and giving that up.
There's any trace of me.
We got that California high grade. Fuck you. I'm just kidding. We're from fucking Southeast, dude. We got fucking whatever weed some Jim Bob's grown by his trailer. Maybe he's got lights. Maybe he's got lice. I don't know what the fuck he has, but we're smoking it. You know, in California, well, so... Go ahead.
I'm just saying, anything you get here is better than Central America. I'm just saying.
Have you had experience with weed in Central America?
I didn't
go there with the intent on blowing it down, but, you know.
Blowing it down? Like puffing it down or
puffing
blowing
it down?
It down?
There is a difference. So okay, puffing okay. it down, you cool. know, but you know, it's so, not what you'd like it to be.
A lot of sticks. Now you were probably like at least 2 days without smoking, right? Before you got the fucking trees down there.
Yeah,
so you had a little bit of a break. So
yeah,
going
we,
in,
we
you...
stayed in the jungle a little while, and then we cruised to an island. Came out of my fucking casita. Casita 21.
Casita 21. That's 21 for all you non-natives out
21.
There.
So I came out there, and it was like fucking Christmas Day in Central America. This guy comes over. He's got like a nug the size of his hand. I shit that oh! was like, you eat pot? And I was like, none of that shit, man. That was like a fucking Christmas tree.
Was it? What, you say, what am I going to fucking decorate that motherfucker? Wrap it in tinsel? And hope the fuck there's some crack in there?
Long story short, is as how much is it
was
cost?
It was going this way, right?
Grab it. Yeah, it's going that way.
That's how you know it's Thanksgiving.
Anyways, I don't want to hijack.
No. So that's good.
My point being.
South America. No, I did see some Instagram videos. Gotta watch out, folks. I mean, I haven't smoked weed for a long time, but coughing gets you 10 times higher. Where are we at in South America?
Belize City, dude.
So it's like an island, right?
Yeah, it's a nice spot.
Do you use a rental car service?
No, well, kind of. So they rent golf carts.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what they do, man.
How big's the island? About 18 holes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see the wild dogs running around?
Oh, wild dogs. You just fucking cruise up. Cruise into a bar. You want some, get some, you know?
So, when you got to Belize, and you had a shower outside, did you shower outside?
Oh yeah,
it's the only place I would shower. Yeah, if I had the fucking ability to shower out there, that's where I would be showering.
Yeah, I would shower in the rain if I could.
So, let me ask you a question: how much were they wanting for this fucking shit weeds?
Yeah.
I don't know. He came with a Christmas tree.
What money are they using? Are you using your money
Belize
or are you using
dollars.
Fake money?
$2
No offense to anybody from Belize. We're just, you know.
Yeah.
Two Belize dollars is $1 US. So he came in and he said he wanted $50. He said, you got some weed.
Get to the light.
Yeah, it's like if you're weed. I'm saying if you're in a.
Good,
listen, anybody out there, we know we like to party. We go to places and we like to imagine that we're like, you know, like loaded in the Bronx. We're in the middle of fucking Mexico. And so now you got money that's worth $1,000 of their money and you want to fucking blow it down. But let's be honest here. If they're weeds looking like some dried up pine cones, then what do you think they're fucking snorting? Either some anthrax or some baking soda. I don't think there's much in between.
I believe it's the opposite of that case.
You think they got good fucking pot or good fucking snortables, but they don't have good fucking weed?
Well, the thing is, they're getting the weed from Mexico, let's be honest.
And where are they getting the fucking
shit.
Cocaine
somewhere
from?
In the mainland.
Right. The cocaine's smuggled
Colombia.
In the... No, it's coming in the
That's
asses
right
of fucking
door.
Dolphins, dude. There was fucking dolphins fucking smuggling this fucking deodorant cut fucking bacon soda. And it marinates in the ass of these dolphins in a way that just comes out like a fucking chalk that you used to use in school. None of y'all use it in school. I had a chalkboard when I was a Catholic school.
I did too.
One brief... You know, and then some motherfucker would always write with the yellow chalk. And you're like, dude, write with the white chalk. Using the yellow chalk. Fucking
chalk.
Everybody
man.
Else is answering in the fucking, you know, it's
the
like.
White chalk.
God, that shit kills my ears.
No, y'all know how y'all had the expo boards and you write with the expo markers on it? No, when I was in like middle school, I had the chalk boards with the chalk that you brought up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So I'm saying.
You all right, so I got to hear.
We've
been shooting the shits, but. I gotta hear about this little
this thing.
Thanksgiving incident.
Drink it.
I call it. We were stuffing the turkey. For those of y'all just listening to the podcast, we're holding in our hands a gun. It's a pretty realistic looking gun. As a matter of fact, I woke up hungover, saw the gun on the table. Turns out it was using a costume. It's a CO2 powered. BB gun.
Steel pellet.
Somebody went all out to be a gangster. They're like, we're going to get the best damn gun.
And wait, where is
it? It shoots compressed air.
Where did this come from, though? I mean, like,
Walmart.
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking Walmart. But where, like, who, did you buy this yesterday? You said, hey,
No. So we didn't even buy
like,
this.
Rewind.
He goes to one of those dinners where, you know, you got to dress up and you pretend you're in this fucking Clue, like, scenario, right? And so he goes to Walmart and says he needs a gun. Instead of buying a real gun, glad he didn't, he buys this fucking gun. He thinks it's like an airsoft gun. Turns out it's a BB gun, CO2 powered, and it's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I mean, that, I would be concerned if I saw that at night. And then
you were pointing. Little drunk, and you're seeing it, you're and you're like, bam, well, hold on, hold on. Peace. So look, look, you're running $25 for the gun. You're running, if you want to get 15 canisters, we've used two CO2s. And the canisters are like $7, so you get 15 for
seven.
So it's
like 2,400.
And you get like you get 120 bucks. Clips of 20 BBs for like $50. So
they
like
sell the
50
extra
bucks, you got
too,
a ton of fun.
Like, you know, Rambo.
But you got to find out where to shoot it. And so that's the problem. So the problem is very cheap, very cheap. BB guns, pretty cheap. I mean, it's not like super expensive. It's great.
Yeah,
that's a great Christmas present.
Everything.
But that's a great Christmas. But that's
we
not.
Got
the,
two
the
guys
issue.
Stoned just shooting at a pumpkin all day.
No, that was a modified. That was a modified. The pumpkin
was
today. So last night,
we
fucking take a pizza box. We're going to use a pizza box, spray paint. The only spray paint we have, is some fucking terrible gold color. So it's like a brown fucking, it's a brown pizza box with this gold target painted in the middle. And we drive and there's some construction going on down the road. So we went to where there was construction where we didn't think anybody
dropped
was living. Where nobody was living.
Where
nobody was living, right?
Yeah.
So we're thinking we're shooting in fucking desert. But there's under the street light because we didn't want to not see where we're shooting because it's dark.
Yeah,
so we
you know,
picked the street light. And so there's a dirt mound. There's a dirt mound in the background. It's like a fucking giant mountain of fucking usable dirt. That's what they call it. It's usable dirt that they're gonna
golf cart
scoop places. And so, so we have the target on this mound of dirt.
Yeah, we perch up on the golf cart.
And we're sitting on a golf cart, firing rounds into this box, trying to win. Be like, yeah, got him. Oh, suck my dick. You know, doing out there competition. Turns out it was a fucked up game because we only got like 2 points in. For like, there's this dude speeding down the road, coming rather fast at us.
Downhill.
Yeah,
downhill.
Breaks
wheeling as he
pulls
up.
Close.
You know,
sirens on or
no sirens.
Stealth
mode. No sirens.
Meanwhile, there was no. There is no firing going on.
About 40.
There was no firing going on. We got some cigarettes.
Yeah,
we got some beers.
The speed limit. Yeah.
We got some beers, and we're sipping on the beers, and let's get the story straight.
Alright, yeah, so we're posting
so
up
I'm
on the
standing,
golf cart, you know.
I'm standing behind.
He's rolling up.
Smoking.
40,
I wasn't even smoking a cig. Y'all chilling in the car.
We're smoking a cig, I think.
And loading the gun. Pistol. BB gun. How many people we got? Is we got two? Anybody watching?
Anybody else?
Yeah.
We
there's
got
a couple
people.
Was that a number?
It was like 3-4.
Y'all tuned in right time. So we're doing a podcast. This is the Alien Radio Podcast, Bluntsgiving edition. We just smoked a blunt. We're chilling here, and we're telling a story about this BB pistol that we got as like a as a fun thing to pass time.
It was a
so we're shooting. If you just tuned in, we're basically shooting at a golden target on a pizza box, which is very hard to fucking see, let alone even shoot at, and it's on a dirt mound. And so we are shooting, and the cop comes down, and he's like, speeds up, gets real close to us.
Brakes squealing as he pulls up, you know.
Right, so that's for tuning in. So, we got the brakes squealing. We're looking, I'm looking, time's moving slow. I'm like, oh, fuck.
We all catch the
must plan. Become citizen. So in this brief bit of time, I just transformed to this fucking drunk high guy shooting a gun in public to a fucking model citizen who's doing nothing wrong.
Yep.
Just happened to be shooting a BB gun at a target.
How you doing,
sir? Right. Wrong. So I said, how you doing, sir? And he said,
what are you guys doing?
Just shooting a BB gun. He's like, oh, a BB gun?
Why are you doing that?
We got five officers in this neighborhood coming to the scene because they thought it was a gun. And we're like, oh. Well, yeah, just like I assumed, like that
this
was like
the
he was.
Oh
a,
shit
I was. A, I assumed, no. But I assumed. Chill the fuck out. I assumed when you say that, you know, there's five people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's speeding up because he's number one. But I didn't think. I thought, you know, like okay, he's here, so all the other cops know. They're like they're watching the body
it's
cams
game,
or something.
Right?
No. They know that he's here and it's not a bad situation.
Dude,
no.
this is Holly Springs. This
fucking five more cops fucking roll
yeah.
up.
Well,
dude.
The first one thought he hit the jackpot, dude.
It's like 35 degrees. Like, these cops are freezing their ass off. They're fucking like, shivering. Like, why the fuck am I out
here? Yeah, dude. That's the worst part, dude. We're out doing fucking, you know, enduring activities out in the cold shooting guns. I'm getting people telling me they're cold. I'm like, okay, one more round. We'll shoot one more round. Two like, more why are you cold? Maybe. It's fucking not cold. You'll get used to it.
Yeah,
sure enough, fucking cops roll up.
Right as we're fucking, like, talking about
and so people. he says, we got five people. I'm assuming when a cop says, we got five people coming here because of the gun. They're not going to show up. He's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to call them off. They can go back to Dairy Queen or whatever.
Wait, you were one of the five people with BB guns? Or
no, five cops.
No, there were five cops.
There was five. The way
five
he phrased
cops.
It,
officers.
There was five units.
I didn't mean to be real.
Five units.
Two of the cop cars had two cops in them. So we're looking at a total of, like, what, seven, eight cops total? Like, we're rolling up for a BB gun, and we're just like, oh, fuck. I'm 22. He's 26. So we're just like,
I'm sipping a beer. I'm sipping a beer. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know. So they come up. They take the gun. They get our licenses and information. I didn't have one. I just had to tell them everything.
Yeah, Michael didn't have his ID. He's just good drinking
thinking.
In the background.
Good thinking. I'm also out there in like a Harvey Weinstein robe. So like I got no clothes underneath what I'm wearing, dude. I'm just trying to shoot targets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm wearing fucking regular clothes, but that's pretty good. Goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, if you were
visual
the robe,
image,
if, you
if
were
anybody
the robe,
wants to see me in a fucking Harvey Weinstein robe. Yeah. So, anyway, the moral of the story is all five cops showed up, and, like, it just takes a while. Like, they just were there for a little bit. We didn't really hear anything. He's like, all right, we're going to get you out of here soon. 20 minutes later, they all peel off. We're like, oh, shit. Well, fuck, where do we shoot this thing? So, we got some pumpkins.
I believe they were responding to another gunfire
scenario. Yeah.
It was
they
a blue sedan, two shots.
Plus,
I don't have a very fucking
on the golf cart, just kind of pop it off around.
Yeah,
we wouldn't even do that. We'll just stand next to the golf cart.
Yeah, that would be the worst part. You know, just drive.
Dave
around.
Made a good point. He was like, if it was one cop, I'd be like, you want to take a couple shots?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Probably wouldn't ended well on that.
Probably
on
not,
that,
but like sometimes like.
No, I feel like he would have been standing there and hit every bullseye.
Yeah, he'd have been like, bing,
yeah,
bing,
yeah,
bing,
yeah.
Bullseye. Next time it could be you.
Hey, grab the plate over there if you wouldn't mind.
Hey, do you have any?
All right, let's do some commercial reads. Who were we brought to you by this week? What was that? Hand me the paper.
It's Tito's and.
Oh yeah, this is brought to you by
New Therapy
Tito's.
Production.
Tito's. No, New Therapy Productions. All right, listen, folks. If you're listening right now, watching live on the stream, whatever you got, it's going to be K-N-E-W, new with a K, therapy, spelled the normal way. New Therapy, K-N-E-W-T-H-E-R-A-R-A-P-Y.
Talk to the other camera.
Totally spelled that wrong.
We're good. We're on a break. This is like a commercial. They just get to see it live.
Let's get it on, Tito's.
Hold on. It's a New Therapy. Bandcamp. Check out my shit. You don't have to buy it, but you could buy it, and then we'll do even more shit. Also brought to you
don't
by
worry,
Tito's
this isn't the
handmade
last time
vodka.
I hear that. I'm going to force him
this
to, you know,
brought to you by Tito's
throw
handmade
a couple
vodka.
More
and we're not talking about Tito's handjob vodka. We're talking about Tito's handmade
vodka.
Get yourself a glass.
Special Tito's mugs here.
Yeah, you can get those online.
Mm-hmm. You got the shitty lighter. You got to get that alone.
Let me ask you a question. It's 2017. Who's buying these cracked lighters?
Who's
fucking
done
that? I already told everyone.
I know.
Don't buy this fucking lighter.
I know. It's a timeout, though. Every cracked lighter I've had since 2015.
Do you want a cigarette?
Yeah, please.
Can we put this gun away? Like, that's a real thing.
It's good. It looks cool. It makes us look our creds up, dude.
The creds up. That street
thugging.
I'm going to take five.
They got Plato's Republic, and they got a gun in the same.
Who's got the gun lighter?
Yeah, what kind of fucking logic are we trying to spit off here? Like, we believe in peace and love, but guns.
We in Jesus, baby. We in the South.
I don't know where the good lighter is. Dave just had it.
Oh, it's right here. I found it.
Where the fuck did y'all do the ashtray?
Huh? You should have a cord. That is going. It's rolling.
It's rolling.
Yeah, it took me a second.
At least this is going. At least we got audio, because I can hear everything that happens.
Yeah, does it sound good? Do you hear any humming?
We had
any humming? Listen.
No.
Everybody stop. No?
Good. Because this microphone was...
Have
Hey, go off live for a second here.
Take a pause.
Yeah, we'll be back in five, guys. We'll be back in five.
Cigarette. A whole cigarette.
Yeah, it's a sick, it's a sick break, basically.
Plug your phone in.
We see how it works.
Hey,
see what it looks like.
How do I pause the audio?
I think we've got to plug it in over there.
How do I pause the audio?
Don't pause it. Audio can keep going.
We're
going to
keep going with audio on the cigarette break. All right, I'm going to keep the headset off.
Because just in case anything really funny happens, but I mean, audio doesn't matter.
This is actually really fun. I'm having a great time.
It's pretty cool, man. I see where the fucking whole radio show is.
I didn't
know people were actually joining.
I know. Boy, I was trying to get them in.
We had to get joiners.
Shit, yeah, Michael. That, like, when I was standing up there, I mean, I do it.
I go live sometimes at bars, dude.
Well, I mean, when you're when sitting there, like, you're like, oh, my friend just went live? What the fuck? Let's see what he's doing.
This is me, dude. I'm fucking beating off in front of the camera, too. Since you're always worried about, it's like, I think Instagram's got, like, a 5-second
filter on that. One more shot before we go live. Or we can do the shot live on camera.
Dude, y'all do the shots. I got your world traveler hunter. So we're going to get you in a segment talking about talking about where you've been. Because you've been a lot of places recently.
You got us with the guns.
Yeah, dude, but I went to
you got us with the guns, so we're coming back.
But I went, like, on a trip.
We're going to come back with some shit on him.
Everybody there is very friendly.
We just went off for, like, 10-15 minutes about our story, so we gotta get some Hunter intake. He's the guest star here.
Yeah, but this was happening in the new therapy scope.
Really. We had to cover the
guns. You said brought to you by New Therapy, when you said that, New Therapy commented and said, "Hey,
that's me." I said, "Hey," to see if anybody was still on the live feed.
I was standing behind the camera trying to like flag you, like, "Oh, I don't know who this is," but they just said, "Hey."
This is a great room. We got great acoustics here. We got great fucking. It's basically technically
dude,
insulated
and then
from
look
the house.
At this room.
I didn't know we were going live.
I told you we were going live. I told you the fucking
live,
group
dude.
Chat. So if you looked at your phone, I wish they would
gotta
join
go
that. Hey, I'm gonna see what.
Yeah, let's just join.
Call on Kyle's phone so you save your battery, dude.
I'm just gonna text him from over here. Holy shit. I know I'm a fuck wizard when it comes to sound. I like sound. I like to.
Dude, you need to play your beat that we made earlier for everybody.
Oh, we gotta talk about that.
We'll put it at the end of this podcast.
Tell everybody about that
That's
story.
That's definitely gonna be talked about. All right, let's get back on live. All right,
yeah, let's hit some. Hit him with the tunes. Hit him with the music. Hit him with the beats.
I gotta take a little.
We gotta go back live.
All right,
yeah.
Get us live first.
I'm gonna tell him in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him in the same chat.
Same, we'll talk. All right,
we'll
chat with you.
I have to go to the bathroom real quick.
Nah, I'll get us live.
It's alright, we can chill. I kind of got pissed too, but I'm gonna hold it.
We're going live right now.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and live. We're going live.
We're back. Alright.
So we
are
now
that dial
alive.
In.
Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks to LaCroix for this fucking awesome vodka mixer.
LaCroix! I'm
sorry for that short intermission there. You know, just getting used to all the technical stuff.
Alien
going
Radio
around.
Podcast number 2 featuring Hunter Boswell.
Yeah, we're gonna get reset.
Over here,
reset.
My man. I've known this man for at least 8 years.
8 years.
Which
eight,
means I've known
nine.
Him for at least like 7.
And Hunter it's a reunion of sorts. We're over here having the Bluntsgiving podcast. We just smoked a blunt.
We got some one hitters. Maybe we're all a little blunt here in a minute. We'll see where the night goes.
We're just rolling. We're talking about things. Last segments we were talking about some
it gave
pre
a little
pre-Bluntsgiving things. So we're
yeah, a little background.
Gonna move into
on Bluntsgiving, the best part about it is you give a little and you get a little.
Really do.
You give a little and you get a little and everybody does it and everybody wins. But there's a couple places where sometimes you lose and sometimes you win.
I will tell you something about sometimes when, because just you saying that, I'm just immediately going to scratch off tickets in my mind.
Scratch off tickets.
They like you. They like you and you like them.
I like them a lot. You know what I like is when you get to go in there on the second Tuesday of every month in North Carolina and have the new scratch off.
That fresh
roll.
Zero, zero,
that,
zero.
That we're trying to, it's like when you, like, it's almost like when you, fucking started buying weed, right? You know, I don't condone buying weed. If you smoke weed and you do it or whatever, but if you have bought weed, you've probably
experienced
this.
Everybody remembers the first.
You buy the first bag and you're like, you smoke it and you're like, oh, that is weed, all right? And that's good shit. So then you want to get the fucking next good shit. You want to get some fucking real strong. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have experience.
I want to talk about scratch offs for a
How
second.
How are we talking about weed up
there? I want to talk about scratch offs.
Right. I'm getting there. Okay, so the goal is you're trying to get that fucking one hit a quitter, and you get that Bobby Brown, you know, and you're paying the same amount. You trying to get that dollar's worth, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to get that Miss Buttersworth pancake syrup times 10. You're trying to get the good shit. Anyway. So I divert. I'm not trying to make weed analogies, but it just comes out that way. Basically, what I'm saying is,
Bobby Brown.
You buy a scratch-off ticket, and you got, like, you know, you got some odds. They got odds on them. You read them on the back. You think in your head, like, I remember a little bit of math. I just buy 5 of these, and that's probably good odds.
I just remember there's this one day we pull up in a gas station. We whip it in there. And I'm just trying to get some fucking gas and go. My 91 Honda Accord. I didn't need much. Maybe about $5 worth.
Manual,
that's it.
Dude.
I'll be good for
shifted
a week.
Hundreds of grand
good for
gears,
a week and
flipping.
A half. Didn't have a muffler, no problem. Dave goes in, buys a fucking raffle ticket. $5. He was really splurging this time.
Yeah.
Fucking puts it down, gets in my car. Scratches off. He's like, I want $10. I was like, Dave, go get your $10. He's like, I'm tempted. In and out.
I want like 4 tickets back, but it was only enough to get another ticket.
Like
dude.
30 fucking minutes.
It was the
she
craziest.
Kept going in and out.
It was the fucking wildest. And I was like, but I was in that mode, and that's the mode you get into. Yeah. I was in that OCD. Whatever I'm doing is what needs to be done. I'm looking at these guys like, he won again, but he's not shit. And I'm like, but I gotta go in because that's what happened last time.
Go,
I'm not gonna. Well, I was ended on the same money, and I was thinking that the way that the way luck was going, if I just marched in there, said, "Hey man, scan the ticket." He looks at me, scans the ticket, $2. Happens like 5 times in a row, $5, $10, whatever the fuck it was, escalating tickets. Whatever I was spending, I was getting back. So I spent $2, won 5. I spent 5, spent, got 5. I spent 9 tickets later. We're sitting there. I lost everything. We just drove home. No fucking beer, no nothing. It was like the ultimate worst time having sex ever. Like, you're getting there. Well, it's steady. Okay, let's go home. It was the ultimate, out of the zone experience. But when you're in that zone, I like to play roulette. Hunter, what'd you play when you went to Vegas recently?
While we're on the subject, something during our intermission where we talked about casinos. I want to hear a little bit more about this.
The casino's like a scratch-off ticket, but you can hear people winning around you. And
when
there's
you win,
lights and stuff.
Not only are you cheering inside,
but you're
everyone
in
is cheering for you.
It's like you're the rock star of winning. You hit that.
Yeah, you played that. You got the one hit wonder. But when you go up for song two, sometimes it doesn't work out so well. And I mean, honestly,
see, this is one of the guys right here that I want to gamble with more than anything in the world, and I absolutely do not want to gamble with
this
motherfucker. No! I don't want to be around him.
This motherfucker will sit at the crap table all night until he loses every dime.
You think I should be there once?
I don't care. If I know, it's $100, $300, $400, he's still rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Look, dude, all I'm saying is,
that's your favorite game, then fuck you.
That's crazy, dude.
I love it, dude.
Here's the thing. Roulette, I mean, it is a random game, but it's also like a 50-50 game, or it's like a fucking another game. There's like 40 games in that thing. I only like that because I can't understand craps, dude. Like, if I can understand craps, I'll be throwing that shit down, dude.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I can barely do poker. If I do any fucking pot or drink, I'm just like, $45 in the pot, 45 minutes of this game. If I fold out now, I can go smoke a doobie, check, see who's winning.
I don't know if this shit's going on with craps either.
What'd you play when you went there?
Everyone's yelling at a table. I'm still going to go over there and drink with
Hunter,
them. I'm not going to play.
Are you an autistic card counter? What were you playing when you were at the casinos?
Blackjack. Don't get me wrong.
Blackjack's
it's a great game.
Did you read the rule books and how to win?
No, Blackjack.
Are you just playing on feel? Like, I need to know.
It's just, I'm telling you, there are so many people, and I'm usually that person that you sit next to. And he just throws down the most random bullshit.
Right, we're sitting next to
him right
now.
It doesn't work out for him. It doesn't work out for you.
And you're following
and
his.
And he's the guy on the end.
Are you watching the guy before
stack,
you?
Dude.
Are you watching the guy before you? He's like hit. And you're like, you're looking at your. He's got lower card. I got lower card. 16's
never hit, dude. I play pretty fucking safe. But
you split the shit. You split the shit. What was your nail biting moment? What was the fucking?
Yeah, you got two kings
moment.
On the deck. What do? You stay or you split or you? What the fuck you do?
Who?
Two kings on the table.
I don't know how to say it.
What is it spelled like?
APOAKES. Oh yeah.
Oaks. Adam Oaks. I love you, bro. Welcome to the podcast, Caitlin. Give him a show around. We're out here doing a podcast, man. Just slinging it down, telling stories, talking, hanging out.
You scrubs.
Show them what's going on. Show them where we're at. We ain't scrubs.
We're in the bar.
The man cave. Come on, get it right, dude. Broadcasting live. You got it. You're doing it too close up. Show them the booze. It's like the bar at the Holiday Inn, homie.
This is the studio.
We're broadcasting live.
Get a close up on this.
Get Hunter up in here. Come on.
Give him a cheers.
Give him a Thanksgiving cheers. Yeah, Adam,
hey,
can you hear
happy
us?
Thanksgiving.
Text something if you can hear us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're cheering for you.
Happy cheers. Bluntsgiving.
Bluntsgiving, brother. We're smoking out here, drinking out here, having a good time.
Two times a day.
Three times if you have a good one.
Three times.
Or a bad one.
All right,
so back to where we're at. We're talking about casinos.
Not
if we gotta get Adam on.
He said that's pretty dope, boys. See a chug, send a chug.
Yeah.
Chug.
Oaks, hope you're having a good Thanksgiving, dude. We got e-cigs out here.
E-cigs.
Kanger Tech.
With a long-ass cord coming unplugged. Oh, this is my radio voice here.
Anyway, Hunter, what was the product that you came to help us promote?
Oh, yeah, it was Fleshlight.
No. Fleshlight. Fleshlight 3000. Let me tell you something about
this. The only thing better
first
than
first you see it, now you don't.
It's new therapy for ducks. So first you see it, now you don't. Then it's on your dick, and then it's in the trash because you don't want to wash that thing. I ain't washing that thing.
We're going to go back to our sponsor.
Is it dishwasher safe?
New Therapy Productions. We got our sound man, Mr. Kyle Bra, over
Kyle.
Here. A.K.A. Antoine Franz.
A.K.A.
fucking
Risky
beast.
Business.
Risky Banks manager,
Risky
tour
Banks.
Manager, Booker Productions.
And we got Beast Mode, Dave Michael.
If you have any questions, if you have any questions or you enjoy the program, want us to talk about anything in the future, newtherapy@gmail.com. That's KNEW therapy. @gmail.com.
Send us an email, shoot us a like on Twitter.
It's cool.
Instagram, whatever you got.
Alright. We're at 40 minutes. Check our 30 minutes if you watch the shit. Tune in. We're gonna go off live. We might come back on with some results and some Twitter polls.
Yeah, I think we're gonna hit you with some late.
And by Twitter
polls,
we don't fucking use Twitter. We're gonna Instagram that shit. Suck my balls, everybody.
Do it.
Come on.
We need to get on Snapchat.
Yeah, we'll get on that too.
We gotta be on Snapchat.
We are on Snapchat. Rockstar Diaries, follow me.
Rockstar Diaries.
That's my username. 3, 2, 1. Pop strike. And live. And hit save. Alright, cool. We got it.
Yeah, I did share it.
Why are we sharing it?
Wait, but we need to take another shot because, you know, I'm just not feeling my shot.
Dude.
Straight
at your face. Okay, so this is the point ended. That's what we were gonna blast off. FaceTime, Hunter. That's almost live right there. Just leave it up.
I don't think he recognizes
No, he will.
empty.
Okay, Red. Comes out.
Empty.
No, like convincing.
Not empty.
Hey.
No!
Hey!
Yo, we've been doing a podcast for 45 minutes, dude.
45.
We're about to go live into the best segment, dude. Check out the room we're in. We're in the man cave.
This is the man cave.
You're in Dave's house? It is insane. I'm talking vending machines, beer cage, everything you got. It's a wonderful place. It's like Disneyland
who
for adults. We got some burgers.
Huh?
We got plenty of burgers.
This is.
But we're just turning this fucking, we're turning this bar into a fucking podcast studio because it looks the same.
Good beers.
You guys
just
like,
saying.
Yeah, you're like the best deckhand right now.
Right?
Look, Jack! No! Podcast, trying to check out the shit
at the bar.
Guys, okay, for real, look.
He's coming outside.
Can I get
live from the main cave. Yo, dude. We're broadcasting live. You can check the story. It's going to be on my Instagram story, but we're doing a podcast. Bluntsgiving.
Bluntsgiving?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we just rolled like a fat 2 gram joint.
We rolled like a half a gram blunt, dude,
and
smoked
the,
it. We're doing one hitters right now because we fucking could fit all the weed out. Fuck the blunt up.
Never run out. Hey, Trey, Trent, happy Thanksgiving, dude. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes,
Trent,
so
we
it's, the podcast is still running.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Fuck
just,
yeah. Hello,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
Phone is in position.
All right, we left.
Hit play.
Start video.
Come on, turn it up.
Turn it up a lot louder.
Yeah, sorry.
Go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Coming back at you strong, Carolina King here, Diggity Dave. Why?
We got guys.
The song's called Like a Moth. Check it out at newtherapywithak.bandcamp.com. All donations are supported, and they go right here. This is what we do. You on? All right. So as you know, my name is Diggity Dave. I'm the producer and founder of New Therapy Productions. We're all about music, making music, recording music, and about it, just about making quality productions, right?
Great quality without the price.
Yeah, you know, getting the, no, I was kidding. I make big shit in my room. We're fucking out here. This is fucking in the middle of a bar.
Speaking of,
but we make quality shit. And that song. Listen, folks. This is actually Roswell Boswell over here.
Roswell Boswell.
And so we would like to
from the East Coast.
He was hanging out in a specific area of Mexico, New Mexico, that we're not entirely like sure where at, but
we're not really entitled.
He
to
saw
say,
something,
let's be honest.
And you know, it's hard for you to talk about.
Yeah,
I know you don't have to say anything you don't want to. And I know the people that you did see, they said those things. But what I'm saying is, whatever you feel comfortable with, that is what we stand behind.
It's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me to talk about it. But I'm going to go off segment here for a little bit. I'm going to go off the mic and I'm just going to say a lot of people tomorrow are going to be concerned about Black Friday.
Yes.
But let me tell you about a brown Friday that not everybody really understands.
The brown Friday. You have me.
No, because people see a lot of Black Fridays. They see a lot of waiting in line, grabbing different things. But they don't know about the brown Friday, and that is by far the plumber's worst and best time of year. Because let me tell you something, Dave. Let me tell you something, Kyle. All right?
Kyle Bra.
Everybody eats a lot. Kyle Bra.
A.K.A. Risky Business.
And Risky Biz.
Risky Banks.
Wait.
Risky Banks. I'm just saying.
Whiskey
Let
Banks,
me,
dog.
Whiskey Banks?
That's what we got.
All right, we're moving on to Whiskey Banks.
Chill out, dude. You're not managing them yet. You manage Risky.
And Whiskey Banks.
I'm doing all
Diggity
the fucking
Dave
bullshit.
All right, don't be throwing that name out there.
Brown
Future
Friday.
Future Whiskey Banks can be trademarking this name right
Brown
now.
Brown Friday, 1996.
We have no idea. We
Brown
have
Friday, 1996.
I'm putting a little R
get
in the
back
corner.
To the fucking Brown Friday, dude.
Brown Friday.
Was the most,
where are we at with Brown
it
Friday?
It was considered the smelliest day in the United States of America history.
Really?
Smelliest day.
Because a lot of people think about Black Friday on Friday, the Friday after Turkey Day. But everybody's shitting their brains out, and somebody has to go figure it out when that shit gets clogged up. And I'm going to leave it at that, all right? That's Brown Friday. They make a lot of money.
Brown Friday. Money, but Brown Friday is...
I've seen a lot of shit, but I ain't seen no shit bigger than that.
You good.
Just start a hashtag.
Let's be honest. Right here. I'm not talking about where you work for 6 months. No, I'm not talking about dropping into a fucking Holiday Inn, waving at the staff, going to their freshly fucking clean fucking clavicles. I'm talking about public shits when you have to fucking break it down.
You're talking
and there
about
ain't
7-Eleven?
When yeah, like what,
McDonald's
like,
status.
Like what is your go-to? Exactly.
You've been there.
Exactly.
Risky business.
It's like
get that
when you,
name
when
for
you,
no reason.
When you're doing everything and it goes. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay. You're like, you're talking on the phone. You're talking on the phone. Hey, give me a phone. You're talking about you said, yeah, Jefferson, we'll have the fucking, yeah, I'm going to send the emails here in a minute.
Hold on.
I'm just traveling down the road. Actually, let me call you back in a second, and then we'll get the paper. Okay, sounds good. Hotel. And you're like, oh, no.
Like I said,
and you're fucking, I know, we can save it.
No,
you pack it all up in, fuck it all.
Guest starring Jasper kissing his dog.
Jasper the dog.
Running around. You know what I'm saying?
Just being. That's actually a very good point.
Oh, God.
It's like shitting your pants at a tailgate.
Come on. Come on, what you got? Yeah, dude.
12 o'clock game. You know, you're standing out there. You were drunk the night before. You know, you got the fucking beer shits, you know. But you're like, all right, I'm going to get out there about 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I start getting nice and fucked up. You know, you get out there and you're just like, oh, shit, where am I going to shit? And the fucking line to the Port-a-John's about 15, 20 people long. And you're
right?
Like, God
That's
damn.
That's always how it is for the women's no matter what. Women's always 15 to 20 deep.
Currently,
we're going to get back to that.
Greenville, North Carolina, UCU campus. They used to have like this car wash place where you could go to tailgate. It was like right by the stadium. They closed that fucking car wash
down. They probably should have.
I was standing there, you know, fucking shoulder to shoulder, you know, 200, 300 people there.
Rocking out of the cock.
And you're like, oh shit, I got these shits.
Yo, with cranberries, that was a good landing.
Cigarette across the
we don't
room
even have
and
it.
Stuck on her shoulder.
Oh, man. Anyway.
That was a great show.
Hey, how many people? How many people we got?
Nice toss.
Morgan, what should I start taking shots of?
You should, Jameson, right in front of you.
That is really
No, probably not a dark liquor. They got vodka over there. Probably.
They have Absolute Mango.
Probably that.
Oh, yeah,
probably
take
that.
You can take that shit straight.
Hey,
you
guys,
can
I'm going to start again. Everybody collect themselves
mangoes.
Here.
I tried mangoes in Belize, actually, for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you still alive?
Let's get another song.
Hunter, do you
want
a cigarette?
Let's
talk about something that really hits home to the people.
Let's sing a fucking song. Freestyle to that beat we made. Tell the story, and then we'll freestyle right now.
That beat don't exist nowhere, dude.
It exists right on my fucking...
That was some hot shit. It really was.
That was funny as fuck. We can play it.
It was
play
so
it.
Fun.
We
can
play the video.
In the bed, like,
we can play
the
video.
Yeah, nobody
on me. We either have somebody call in, or we play a track, and then we just we go with it, dude.
We need somebody to call in.
Yeah,
we need a call in.
Can we hook up somebody on the speaker?
If we could get a hold of these fuckers.
Well, I'll get a hold of
somebody. Dude,
this is
you
the
have
hardest
to
day.
Have
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll give them just ask 10 questions.
Because you're recording
yeah.
five.
Call
five.
Off.
No, three.
If you
have three questions,
call off my phone.
Game,
I think you might be able
Kyle,
to.
Kyle, let me call you on the phone.
I'm going to call you and see if I can put it on the
screen. We're going to have a segment called Three Questions. This is where everyone gets a question or one person gets three questions. Here we go.
Yeah, if your first question sucks, we're going on.
We got somebody to call in, dude.
Oh, we got the call-in feature. We got the call-in feature.
the shame of it. We'll get Quentin to dial in. Whose phone is that?
It's my phone.
Okay.
Kyle's phone. You just gotta call Kyle's phone.
I couldn't catch it.
Yeah, you gotta get somebody to call my phone and then change it to EU.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You gotta get a RAM calling.
Should we get Blake? I'm actually literally technical support right now. I just got his fucking
call one of your friends, dude. Tell them to call in. Tell them you're on the Diggity Dave show. Call them Alien Radio podcast.
You should let me be the person that wears the headphones, and you know I'm the one operating the camera at the same time.
Andrew, Blake, Zach.
You can be on the microphone if we get enough microphones and cameras.
Dude, I'm having a great ass time, and I'm drunk.
Rile his mouth.
Fuck right now.
I would like to call fucking Blake in.
Dude, I can hear myself talking.
Zach would rattle his fucking mouth 100%.
And it is trippy as fuck. Jasper, we gotta leave Jasper in this room. Jasper, come here. No. Hunter, open that door. Jasper, come here. Good boy.
We gotta pause this. Sometimes it gets too much to be editing down if we get...
Yeah.
Hold on. This is
Diggity Dave, a.k.a. the Carolina King, a.k.a. New Therapy Productions. And I'm here with my main boy, Mr. H. Boswell, Mr. Roswell.
Yeah, I think this is Mr. Roswell, Mr. Boswell.
Howie's got to be dropping in.
Yeah, I got my boy Diggity Dave on the mic, and
we're just out here cruising. We're just hanging out.
We'll be here
post-Turkey Day.
We'll be here together.
You know,
yes, sir. Yeah.
Just celebrating the fact that we're celebrating, you know?
Sometimes I think people don't celebrate the fact that they celebrate enough. I feel like sometimes when you're sitting there and it's not even Thanksgiving and you're sitting there and you're in some traffic, but you love your life, right? And you just bought them a new jeans you've been waiting on. So you're sitting in traffic, so it's a little bit less. But you sit in traffic and then that holiday music comes on. And it's that holiday music, but you ain't even had the cranberry sauce. You ain't even had the turkey turn out not too dry, because, like, when does it not turn out too dry? You know what I'm saying? That's a dry bird, man. That's an ugly motherfucker people shoot and dry out every year. You know? Millions of people do it. So what I'm saying is, it's never about the bird. It's never about the turkey. It's not about the food. It's not about how full everybody gets. Y'all ain't gotta be out fooling everybody, man. You ain't gotta be eating all the fucking mashed potatoes just because everybody ate the sweet potatoes. Nobody touched the mashed potatoes. Mama's gonna be pissed because she made the mashed potatoes. Ain't nobody gotta worry about that. See what you got? He was getting at. You know there'll be more.
Well, thing is, speak by Scooby Doo Bear. I mean, come on.
You're whispering in these mics, Hunter. This is the After Hours Podcast.
I mean, Speed got Scooby-Doo Bear. I mean, come on. Look, you get out. You run away. You do your thing. You get some fun. You have your thing. Come on now. Come on now.
Come on now.
We all just fucking sitting around.
Sitting around?
Ain't nobody wants to fucking see nobody running away. But.
No.
You know what the thing is, there's something special about being a butt.
It's about the butt. Yeah, even as the people lying in the bow. Let me ask you a question, Hunter. If you're at an unknown lake and you're going in for a fucking bass, you want a largemouth supreme, what's your go-to lure at a lure? What's your go-to? I'm going to drink another beer to that. What's your go-to lure?
I'll take a bottom feeder lure and see what's up on that.
A bottom feeder? But what do you mean? Like a plastic lure? Are you talking worms? Talking Texas rig. Is it even coming through on these things? Hunter, let me ask you a question. Oh, is this
It's a little more into the executive producer territory to be having the headphones on. Let me ask you, what's the biggest bass you ever caught and what was the rig you caught it on?
17-pounder.
Sounds like you were in Mexico or Fantasyville, a.k.a. Fantasia.